פרק א', סעיף נון גימו. נסינס מים בקלי שני. To put water in a קלי שני. נון גימו. מוצא ליטל מים בלתי מבושלים לתוך קלי שני ולגוזו בזה משום דניר כמבשל. To put water into a קלי שני, we don't have a problem from מחסה כמבשל. Even though we said putting food in the keli sheni, we have a problem from Mechzik and Mevashel, according to the Mishnah Berurah, but putting water inside it doesn't have a problem from Mechzik and Mevashel. The Prima Godin explains, because the water gets mixed up straight away, so you don't see it inside. Therefore, it doesn't have a Mechzik and Mevashel. If you see it inside, you have a problem from Mechzik and Mevashel. If you don't see it inside, it gets mixed up straight away, there's no problem from Mechzik and Mevashel. Non dalad, nesinas keli sheish ba'ichu b'seich keli sheini. Mota leta lotis keli sheish b'teichu d'var machal al mashka, she'ein lo mevusholim b'teich mayim chamim amonochim b'keli sheini, amonos l'chamri v'legozu b'zeh. If you've got food which you put in a kli in the keli sheini, since it is in a kli in the keli sheini, there's no problem for mechzik mevashal. Mechzik mevashal has to be like the way one usually cooks. The way one usually cooks is the keli vishin. It's not a normal way to cook. We're having a kli, the food in a kli. Therefore, if you put the food in a kli, in a keli sheni, in hot water, there's no problem for mechzik and mevashel. So, of course, we're discussing all these cases when you've got no problem from bishul alone. But if the only problem is mechzik and mevashel, in such a case, you don't have a problem for mechzik and mevashel. Brackets. V'yachpid sh'amayim le'yichaseh sakli le'gamri. One has to be careful that the water shouldn't cover the whole kli. Then you'll have a problem from Atmona. You'll learn about it in Parag Beis, Seif Tzadim. Seif Nun Hei. Nesina Tov Alach Shet Stanan Bekeli Sheni. Putting something which is a liquid which got cold. Tov Alach Shet Pashel Veit Stanan Mutalitne Bekeli Sheni. Vein Chushim Boi Le'isa Zer the Mexican Mavashel. Tov Alach Shet Stanan. Something which is liquidy, which was hot and cooled down. The halacha is, we take on the issa from bishul. We don't say ein bishul acha bishul belach. Since it is liquid, we say yesh bishul acha bishul. Since it got cold again. Therefore, if a person would think, if he puts water which has been cooked and got cold into a keli sheni, the chor you'd have a problem for mechzik imavashel. You'd have a problem for mechzik imavashel. Therefore, he says, no, since it is something which is only a chumrah, lach and special, which cooled down, is not so straightforward as us altogether. A mechzikim avashel is only isad rabbanim, so we allow you to take on the lenient, and there's no problem from something which is cooled down, if it's liquidy which is cooled down, to put it into a keli sheni. Seif nun vav, iru mi keli sheni al dov sheni mevushal. Muta lawis mi keli sheni tapshul amayim chamim, pouring over from a keli sheni, even though we take on that iru, pouring over from a keli sheni is the same din as a keli sheni, that more, which one could think, that if a person would pour over from a keli sheni onto a food, maybe also mechzik mevashel. That we don't say. Because mechzik mevashel is only if you put it into the keli sheni. That's the way one normally cooks. Putting something into a keli vishen, so we say it's not to put it into a keli sheni, but to pour over is not a normal way of cooking, so we don't say it's a problem from it looks as if you're cooking. Again, he says in brackets, because there bedvarim she'ein and kalim is special things which are not easy to cook. Ach bedvarim kalim shemis leit special and now it's alim after keli sheni yeshlochos the mispashlim, but shemis baleil the sif mem alef. Now, all what we discussed is now is when you don't have a problem from bishul. It's not a light thing to go and be cooked. No problem from bishul. Therefore, the whole problem is only mechze. The mechze ein hapaya. You don't have this problem if it is only iruyi. Yad nichvis boy. A new alocha. Her yoim chof hei elo bishul. If nun zayin, a new chumrah in keli sheni, yad nichvis boy, that means something which is more than yad seledes. It's yad nichvis boy, the chaya odom wants to come along and say, it's also even to put things in a keli sheni. Because when do we say, says the chaya odom, that doesn't cook, a Kiddush Oden doesn't cook. So only if you have the lettuce boy. But if you have Nichvis boy, which is much more hotter, then there's a problem even in Kiddush Oden. What's the Yatze lettuce means if your hand gets pulled back. Because it's too hot, maybe you pull back your hands. Yad Nichvis is your hand gets burned. If you put your hand there, you won't be able to take it away because it's burned straight away. That is Yad Nichvis boy. This halacha from the Chai Odom is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazanish wants to say that in Yoredeya, when speak about Pasuk Macholav, you don't find this chum of Yad Nichvis boy. So the Chazanish says really that we should not have to worry about it. But he says since we're discussing Bishul Deraisa, one should worry about it even with Yad Nichvis, even in a Keli Sheni, but not in a Keli Shlishi. Let's see that inside. No time. Chumran the Sefer Shoskrab a Poskim in Keli Sheni, he dema tapshilo a maim shiva Keli Sheni, chamim b'midam ruba, ad shi yad nechvis tem. Vuchom gvara yoysim yad, vuchom shli yad tzledis boi. Hare zem a vashil. There's another Chumran Hilchot in Keli Sheni, that if you put something into a Keli Sheni, which is very, very hot, it is yad nechvis boi, your hand will burn in it, which is hotter than yad tzledis boi, then there's a problem from cooking, even if it's a keli sheni. V'lachein ein nitzol divrei machol b'kibilti mevushalim b'keli sheni mu'ucham ma'od. V'shir shayat nichtes boy. One shouldn't put any food into a keli sheni if the water is very hot to a degree nichtes boy. U'lefi chumra zu ein nitzol mitzach keli sheni shayat nichtes boy afilu dvorim she'enan kalim nispashol. V'gam ein b'em mishum chashash shemastik imavashol. Therefore, cooked in chumra, you don't have to come on to be kaliyah bishul, even if it's not easy to be mavashal, even if it's difficult to be mavashal. But if it's yad nichtes boy, it's got the same din as if you are cooking in a keli rishon. Therefore, even normal foods, you're not allowed to put into keli sheni if it is yad nichtes boy, according to this shita. And even if it's not got problem for Mexican mavashal, like we learned before, could go mayim, shemen, v'tavlin, all these things have got no problem for Mexican mavashal because it's only for giving taste, and you got no problem from Kali Abishal, like we learned. But since the Kibbutz Yad Nichtes Boy Yishlochus Leisa Abishal, there since it's Yad Nichtes Boy, we would worry about Yad Nichtes Boy a new Chumra for the Halacha from Kali Sheni. We don't allow it as Yad Nichtes Boy. The Kotev Chazanish Kibbutz Shkosh LeShayat Ha'Avdel Ben Chum Shiyad Seledes Boy Yad Nichtes Boy. Lachen and listen the Kali Sheni Dvorim Shapilti Mavushalim. The Chazanish takes on and shouldn't put anything in the Kali Sheni if it's not cooked, because we are not worried, we're not so clear what is the differentiation between Yad Nichvis Boy and Yad Seledes Boy. Therefore says the Chazanish, one shouldn't put anything in Kali Sheni which is not been cooked yet. In the footnote he says that a Dov Lachshin is famine, something which is liquidy, which got cold again, which we said there is Bishul again, since it's only a Chumra, we say you're allowed to put it into a Yad Nichvis Boy. Therefore, a person could put some water which is cooled down, he's allowed to put it into his Keli Sheni, even if it is a hot, hot tea. When you think about it, maybe also you're allowed to put in a Keli Sheni milk, because milk has got a big reasoning to go and say it's like something which is cooled down, because maybe it's considered 100% cooked and it cooled down. No one has. Ois kosa v'chazanish. So the gabi keli shlishi l'nogu chum adu sheyad nichvis boy. Keli shlishi, we're not worried about yad nichvis boy only in the keli sheni, not in the keli shlishi.